Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York City, Falun Gong entry highlighted in Chinese New Year parade. Chinese tourists in Europe learn about Falun Gong. Silkworm farmer, I received a book from heaven. Liaoning Province, China, a welcome gift at Chinese New Year. The story of three brothers. And Ms. Zhao Guirong released after almost 6 years of torture and abuse in prison. Now for the stories. New York City, Falun Gong entry highlighted in Chinese New Year parade. The annual Chinese New Year parade, the biggest event in the local Chinese community, took place in Flushing, New York on February 13, 2016. More than 60 Chinese, Korean, and other Asian groups participated in the celebration, which was attended by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. One of the largest groups in the parade, Falun Gong practitioners, have attended the event for more than 10 years. This year, they brought the Divine Land Marching Band, a Heavenly Maidens-themed performance team, a colorful float, and waist drummers. The energetic music and bright colors received rounds of applause from spectators. Dressed in traditional Tang Dynasty costumes, over 200 members of the Divine Land Marching Band led the practitioners. Following the band and Heavenly Maidens was a Sapphire Phoenix-themed float. Standing atop its wings were several ladies in fairy costumes. Mr. Kim, a practitioner working in apparel design, explained that in traditional Chinese culture, the phoenix is associated with blessings and the divine. Raising awareness of persecution in China. Mr. Kim added that the practitioners' banners and signs draw attention to the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Since 1999, millions of practitioners in China have faced arrest, imprisonment, and even torture for refusing to renounce their faith, and more than 3,900 have been confirmed to have died as a result of the communist regime's campaign to eradicate the spiritual discipline. Ye Rong, a contact person of the Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party, said that more than 227 million Chinese had renounced their memberships in the Communist Party and its youth organizations since 2004. She said, "Right now, we have 5 service centers in Flushing near the library, the post office, shopping centers, and the subway station," adding that people have become more receptive to practitioners' efforts and are questioning the Chinese regime's hate propaganda against Falun Gong. Many local residents come to the service centers asking to quit the party.
Chinese tourists in Europe learn about Falun Gong. Groups of Chinese tourists in Europe during the winter break saw Falun Gong booths in multiple countries, and many were glad for the opportunity to quit the Chinese Communist Party with help from Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioner Ms. Jun often came to the booth in front of the Eiffel Tower to tell Chinese visitors the facts about Falun Gong and advise them to recognize the evil nature of the Communist Party. One day, a family of 6 approached Ms. Jun and asked for her Falun Gong materials. The father said, "We have heard all about the founder of Falun Gong, Master Li Hongzhi. It would be great if we could see him." Back in the 1990s, Falun Gong was everywhere in China. I also wanted to practice, but before I started, the party launched the persecution. He added, "It is great now that we see Falun Gong everywhere in Europe. We are very glad that you guys have been doing well. It is truly remarkable that you still follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, despite the severe persecution." The entire family quit the party and its associated organizations with Ms. Jun's help. She gave them computer software to circumvent China's internet firewall so they can learn more about Falun Gong. One day, a group of Chinese tourists passed by the Falun Gong booth in front of the Cologne Cathedral in Germany. Most of them scowled at practitioners and refused to take the Falun Gong materials. One practitioner said, "My fellow Chinese, we truly wish that you will recognize how evil the Communist Party is and abandon it. It has brought you severe disasters to China. Do you really want to side with it? Quit it for your own well-being and bright future." One lady from the tourist group asked, "Are you paid to do this here?" The practitioner answered, "Do I look like a poor person? I used to be a white-collar worker with a high salary. I have several homes. I now have my own company in Germany and my business is doing well. I'm spending my off time today to help you. Also, all of these materials are actually paid for by us, Falun Gong practitioners. No one gives us money. The tourist seemed touched. The practitioner continued, I am a volunteer here, truly wishing that my fellow Chinese will avoid being destroyed along with the Communist Party in the future. I feel that it is my responsibility to tell the public what Falun Gong really is and how the party is persecuting it. The Chinese tourists listened quietly. The lady who asked if practitioners were paid was deeply touched. She kept saying, thank you for telling us this. Before they left, almost all of them quit the party.
Silkworm farmer, I received a book from heaven. As a peasant, I work hard with my parents every day to make our life better. One day, I got a book titled Juan Fallon. From reading the book, I learned how to become a better person by following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since then, I have never fought with others for personal gain and have always thought of others first. During the peak spring and autumn months, we have had a shortage of farmhands. One year, we managed to hire some helpers to gather silkworms. Since another silkworm farmer failed to find any helpers, he asked me if my people could work for him for a whole day. At first, I felt his request was unreasonable. However, I then realized that a true practitioner should choose to think of others first. I then agreed to his request and let my people collect his silkworms first. Some people thought I was silly, but I didn't think so, and never regretted my decision. Later, many villagers said, look, after he started practicing Falun Gong, he left difficulties for himself to make things easy for others. Who else can do this? Falun Gong is good. One autumn, we had a large crop, and our silkworms were climbing at many spots at my farm. Some of the villagers became envious and then grabbed my silkworms without my permission. I took it lightly. That year, my family had the largest crop ever. We bought a tractor for ourselves. When our silkworms were making cocoons last spring, a villager sprayed pesticides at his hazelnut farm nearby, killing most of the silkworms in the area. Silkworms in spring can be sold for a lot of money. Some families filed a lawsuit against that villager to seek compensation and later won the case and were paid for their losses. Actually, my family's loss was the most serious, but we did not touch the issue at all. The villager later asked me how much he should pay me. I answered, as you know, I am a practitioner. You didn't do it on purpose. Let's move on. You don't need to pay me any money. After learning about Falun Gong and the persecution, most of the villagers feel that Falun Gong practitioners are kind.
Liaoning Province, China. A welcome gift at Chinese New Year. The Chinese people love Chinese New Year. Even senior citizens who seldom go outdoors come out during the New Year holiday season to shop and greet friends and acquaintances at nearby markets. Many Falun Gong practitioners take this opportunity to raise awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong and debunk the lies and hate propaganda imposed on their practice by the Chinese Communist Party. One way that practitioners reach out to the public is by distributing beautiful Mingwei calendars, which have become very popular over the recent years. In front of a retail store, a large group of people rushed up to a practitioner to get Mingwei calendars. Upon learning more about Falun Gong and how practitioners have been mistreated for more than 16 years by the Chinese regime, many people agreed to renounce their membership in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. When one man saw his friend about to leave without quitting the CCP, he stopped him and said, "You should really quit before going back home because it is very important for you." One person said he knew a lot of Falun Gong practitioners. He said, they are always willing to help others. Some help maintain the road in my community every year. They are good people. Practitioners also visited many households to chat with the local residents. We cherish traditional values and the common good. The party persecutes innocent Falun Gong practitioners and may not be in power much longer. Please remember these words. Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Several practitioners also rode buses to distribute calendars and talk to passengers about quitting the CCP. The holiday season is for celebration. We wish you all a happy and prosperous New Year. Such greetings receive rounds of applause, and so do the Mingwei calendars. Some bus drivers and attendants have become supportive of the practitioners' activities. One attendant said to the passengers on her bus, "These calendars will bring blessings. Quitting the CCP will also bring you blessings. By quitting the CCP and accepting a calendar, you will be well taken care of." Within 1 month, more than 3,000 people in Qingyuan County, Liaoning Province, agreed to renounce their membership in the CCP as a result of the efforts of just 10 practitioners.
The story of three brothers. Growing up in the same neighborhood, Michael Lewis, Casey Cox, and Jonas Kadane treated each other like brothers. "We often hung around with each other and laughed together," said Casey, sales manager of a company in Toronto, Canada. But life was not always filled with laughter. During challenging times, these brothers supported each other with encouragement and to find solutions. Casey recalled, "The best thing that ever happened in our lives was on July 14, 2010. On that day, Michael sent him an email and telephoned him saying, 'Hey Casey, I have finally found what we have been looking for in our lives. This is the best. Come take a look.' His voice was filled with excitement. Michael was referring to the video lecture by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. The three became cultivators after that day and began practicing the ancient self-improvement meditation system. Almost 6 years have passed, and they were happy to share their story with us. A lighthouse in the journey of life. Michael, an HVAC technician, used to be a heavy smoker who drank a lot. Although he had good times with Casey and Jonas, Michael often felt lost and felt he needed something more fundamental that could guide his life. Michael explained, "During those days, I was searching for topics related to energy. On the evening of July 13, 2010, while searching the internet, he saw a video link for Falun Dafa. Remembering that Falun Dafa practitioners in Chinatown had told him about the meditation, and that he had signed a petition calling for a stop to the persecution in China, Michael began watching the video. He watched for that entire evening and finished during the following few days." He continued, "The video lecture explained many things in great detail, something that never happened in my life, and it touched my soul. All questions answered." After receiving Michael's phone call in July 2010, Casey went online and watched the video lecture that evening. He said, "I was amazed that Master Li's teachings were so profound. As I continued watching, I found that all the questions and confusion I had earlier in my life were addressed. And yet Master explained these things in a relaxed and natural way. I immediately knew that this was the truth I had been searching for." A big family. 4 months later, these three brothers went to a group FOS study and discussion in Toronto one Friday evening. "We were shocked," Jonas explained. "First, we always thought that only three of us were practicing Falun Dafa in the local area, and we did not know there were hundreds of other practitioners. Second, I was surprised by the strong energy field in that environment. We were all very happy." Although there are many things one needs to do in daily life, Jonas knew there was something in particular that was essential, but he didn't know what it was. Through the teachings of Falun Dafa, he felt that all the dots became connected and knew that the purpose of life was no longer money or material interests. As the Chinese New Year started several days ago, these three brothers sincerely thank Master Li for introducing Falun Dafa to the world and wish the best to all practitioners.
Ms. Zhao Guirong released after almost 6 years of torture and abuse in prison. Ms. Zhao Guirong, a Falun Gong practitioner from Byron Rite Banner, Chefing City, Inner Mongolia, was released after being imprisoned for over 5.5 years. She was illegally arrested in April 2010 and initially held in a detention center. She then served 5 years of a 7-year term in the Ho Hot Women's Prison before being released in December 2015. Tortured with electric batons. Ms. Zhao was reported to the police for distributing Shanyun Performing Arts DVDs in the town of Daban. She was arrested on April 6, 2010, and taken to the Daban police station, where she was interrogated. She was then taken to the Byron Wright Manor Detention Center, where officers shocked her with electric batons in the hallway before taking her to a cell. Handfuls of hair pulled out. The head of the Byron Wright Manor Detention Center called Ms. Zhao to his office to interrogate her. When he asked her why she was in the detention center, she said that it was because she practiced Falun Gong. He proceeded to berate her and pull out a handful of her hair, which he burned in a garbage can. Ms. Zhao went on a hunger strike to protest her mistreatment and was then force-fed. The detention center head called Ms. Zhao to his office again on April 12th to take her photo. When Ms. Zhao refused to cooperate, Gao got angry, pulled out more of her hair, and burned it in the garbage can. Injected with unknown drugs. The head of the Domestic Security Division and the detention center official force-fed Ms. Zhao, then injected her with unknown drugs for several days, which left her confused and she could not remember anything. Framed and sentenced. Ms. Zhao was put on trial on June 8, 2010. Despite fabricated evidence used during the trial and an appeal, she was transferred to the Ho Hot Women's Prison on August 23, 2010. Torture in the Ho Hot Women's Prison. In prison, Ms. Zhao was immediately taken to the strictly controlled group where she was forced to watch and read Chinese Communist Party propaganda that slandered Falun Gong. Starting on October 1st, Ms. Zhao was forced to stand for long periods without water while the guards ordered two inmates to berate and physically assault her. 2 weeks later, she was assigned to do forced labor. In July 2012, she was assigned for intensive brainwashing. She started to exhibit high blood pressure in early August and was taken to a local hospital, but the staff claimed that there was nothing wrong with her. Daily regimen in prison life. Practitioners were ordered to attend daily brainwashing sessions starting in late July 2015. Drinking water was strictly rationed. Restroom breaks were restricted and forced labor hours extended. Forced labor involved a lot of overtime, which violated the state's prison rules. The inmates were ordered to lie to inspectors about the hours, and certain inmates bribed the section head to be exempt from work. When Ms. Zhao was released on December 6, 2015, she was taken to the local 610 office and asked how she was transformed and whether she still practiced Falun Gong. Ms. Zhao replied, "I will only follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and study Master Li's teachings."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.